We have a very, very tight agenda. We have this meeting and next Tuesday's meeting, and that is it. So the things we get done will get done. If they don't make it, they're dead. And so I'm going to move very rapidly. I want to be sure if you're coming to testify on any bill today, if you have any amendments that you're going to bring to a bill, don't surprise us up here. Be sure that you have alerted our staff, and be sure that you've alerted those who might be opposed to it. Because if I get any opposition up here, I'm going to send you out of the room. If you can't work it out, the measure is dead, okay? So I want to give everybody kind of a heads up right off the bat to let you know how we're going. This committee will adjourn at 4:15 today, no matter where we are at that particular moment, okay? So I'll let you know that in advance. We're going to move fairly rapidly. Where's my agenda? I'm going to open a public hearing on Senate Bill 107. We have the list. Al Elkins, Senator Fisher. Senator Fisher, good afternoon. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, sir. I would have to say, by way of preference with Mr. Chair, this is Senator Bill Fisher from District 23. I'm a little disappointed. You know, sometimes we don't have the luxury of being able to bring everybody to the table when you've worked on something for quite some time and there's a real need for some type of relief. Sometimes we have to make a tough decision, and not just to turn our back on something that is controversial. But with that, I would say that we've worked on this bill for some time. We've tried. This bill is designed to relieve the towing industry from having to pay a fee to a city or a county or some other jurisdiction. Just on the basis of every single vehicle that they have to, abandoned vehicle that they have to tow, whether they get any money out of it or not. And I'm going to let Mr. Elkins go ahead and provide the details here. And I am supporting the Dash 2 amendments.
Okay, thank you, Senator.
I believe they've been distributed.
Mr. Al? Chair, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Al Elkins, representing the Oregon Tow Truck Association. You have in front of you a copy of my testimony, and attached to that is an outline that presents the current system of when vehicles are impounded and compares it to the Dash 1s under Senate Bill 107. And the number 5 at the bottom of that chart explains what the new system would do and would basically allow towers not to have to pay the impounding authority administrative fee to get a vehicle released. And this is being applied in two cities, the city of Portland, city of Roseburg. We are open to working with both cities at any time to work out this problem. And that concludes my statement.
Okay, thank you. Yes, questions for Senator Fisher?
Senator, we have worked with people on this bill. We didn't get the satisfaction of the other people, other parties.
Senator Carter, Mr. Chair, that was Senate Bill 159. And yes, I believe we do have Senate Bill 159 taken care of. And I believe it will be coming later in this committee.
Okay.
This is a separate issue.
Okay.
Yeah, 159
gotcha.
Will be up next Tuesday.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Good. Thank you. Mark Lander from the City of Portland. Mark, would you come up? And David, why don't you come on up too at the same time?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Mark Landauer with the City of Portland. We are testifying in opposition to the to Senate Bill 107, as well as the Dash 2 amendments, for a variety of different reasons. First of all, this matter is currently being litigated in front of the courts. In fact, on May 4th, the towers filed papers with the Supreme Court to resolve this matter requiring administrative fees of towers. We believe this should be, the litigation should conclude. Furthermore, we're concerned that the elimination of administrative fees applied to towers is overly broad. We do have a couple service fees that we do have or have towers pay that are pass-throughs to the individuals who actually claim vehicles in order to maintain the contract with the City of Portland. Our fee currently is $15, although we haven't been charging that fee for more than 3 years because of a court order. And as I said previously, this is a matter that is being litigated. Finally, this is preempting cities from charging administrative fees for an exclusive set of individuals, and we have philosophical problems with preemptions. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. David.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, my name is David Barenberg, representing League of Oregon Cities. And essentially, these aren't, well, not to repeat what Mark said, I'll just add one point on the preemption issue, which is often voluntary contracts entered into for the towing of these vehicles, there's the no requirement that these vehicles be towed by a particular towing company, so it's something that they enter into an agreement with the city to do. And we believe that it's something that still should be left between local government and the businesses within their communities. Thank you for the opportunity to testify, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for David or for Mark? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm curious, how many cities do charge your tow companies to pick up abandoned vehicles?
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, I might be able to answer that in brief. Because this matter is being litigated, it is my understanding that the lowest court that ruled on this matter has prohibited cities from charging that fee. Now, the Court of Appeals overturned that, but I do believe it's certainly my understanding that the City of Portland, at least, is not charging those fees at this time until the matter has been completely evolved through the court system. I can't speak for any other cities, however.
I believe the city charges $100. Is that real?
No, the City of Portland is
$15. Well, I knew you were, right. But I'd heard there was a city charging $100. Rosenberg, yes.
Mr. Chair, and to answer Senator Messerly's question, the other city that we're aware of that does this is the City of Roseburg, which had charged a fee, as Senator Fisher stated, of $100. The city has voluntarily, after the appeals court ruling, not charged the fee, has stopped charging the fee.
Okay, any other questions for them at this time? Okay, thank you very much. Close the public hearing on Senate Bill 107. Thank you very much, Senator Fisher. I will open a public hearing on Senate Bill 966. Oh, you're kind.